So just in that one line, it basically took that opportunity away from him. And I didn't understand how someone could fight for the country, live in this country of American Samoa, fight for the U.S., and not be eligible to apply for a federal job. And that has to do with political status. And that's just an aspect of our political status and what it does for us and what it doesn't. But we should be talking about that, discussing how we can put our lives on the line for government in the military and not be eligible to vote for the United States president. There's a lot of things, questions that many of you have asked me too. And those are discussions that we should have, and we should put this to the people to have this discussion on our political status. Thank you, Ms. Clara.